You've been defensive coordinator with Washington and with Buffalo.
Right.
What's it like being the defensive coordinator for a Mike Zimmer-led team compared to the stops in Buffalo and Washington?
I think Mike has a vision for what exactly he wants his team to be like. And, you know, I've worked with Mike before when we were in Dallas, and you could just see how this package has grown over the last couple of years. We were running this very similar package because the defense coordinator was his secondary coach in Cincinnati. So from that aspect of it, you can just see the vision of where he's got it and where we're going with it. And from that aspect of it, I think it's a good situation.
Preseason football is supposed to be vanilla. It's supposed to be conservative. And without knowing what you guys are going to do when you go to St. Louis to start the season, is Coach Zimmer capable of being conservative? Are you guys capable of, like, being completely conservative? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the one point that he wanted to make sure is that we were getting good evaluations on guys through the preseason. So it hasn't been, you know, a whole lot schematically that we've done in preparation. So from that aspect of it, I think that's his vision going through, and then we're building up and working through the different packages as we get into St. Louis.
George, if and or when Mike calls the games during the course of the games, kind of like Mike McCarthy or Sean Payton would do with offense as head coaches, what will your role during the game be?
It's help Mike any way you can. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Like I explained before, it's all of us trying to pull together to get one common goal, and that's to go win a game.
Yep.
So whatever role that dictates to be done, we're here to do it, and that's what we're here to do.
Ups and downs with rookie Anthony Barr in the game?
Yeah, I mean, there were some things that he can definitely improve on, but where he's at right now, we're pleased with, you know, his first outing, and hopefully he can build on it here in this next week.
Where did Kirk Coleman come from? I mean, I know he used to play for Philly, and he's been here in the offseason, but in watching the practices here in Mankato, sometimes he won't get on the field for like a half hour of action, and you're kind of wondering what the deal is. Now he's all over the place on Friday night, and he had an interception.
Right. Well, we had some injuries in the secondary, and you know he was in a position to go out there for the time that he was, and he made the most of his opportunities, and that's what we're trying to express upon all these guys. When the opportunities come, we need you to step up and show what it is that you know you can do for us and help us win football games. So I think he did a good job of that in the first ball game, and hopefully we can continue to build on it.
George, what's the next step for Xavier Rhodes? We saw some really good athletic ability towards the end of the year last year. He finished with no interceptions. Now, this season, it's a new defense, new defensive coordinator, new defensive-minded head coach. For Xavier, what's the next step?
I think the next step for him is to be consistent. As we keep working through this preseason, to keep working on the tools of his craft and to be consistent day in and day out, and from week to week as we get going here in the season.